Mariner Books and Harper Audio present Hell Put to Shame, the 1921 Murder Farm Massacre and the Horror of America's Second Slavery, by Earl Swift, read by Mark Deakins. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains a map from the book. For Laura LaFay. Part 1. Wire and Chain. Prelude. They moved Route 36 in the years after the killings. Now the road runs straight where it used to dogleg through Newton County, an hour's drive southeast of Atlanta, and most travelers don't see that it was ever otherwise. Orphaned stretches of the old highway linger here and there, most of them dwindled to rough trails, hardwoods and high weeds pressing their flanks, yearling pines braving their unpaved crowns, thick weaves of vine plunging their remote twists into midday dusk. Leave anything for long in the Georgia heat and rain, and sure as the sunrise, nature will reclaim it. It does not take long. You have to look hard for one piece of the original roadbed where it veers from modern blacktop into jungle at the county's southern tip. Its passage into the trees has knitted shut, season by season, over a lifetime of disuse. A sign once warned off the curious. When it fell away, the opening had shrunk so small, so easily missed by passing traffic, that hanging a new one must have seemed a waste of effort. The road beyond is an abstraction, a shallow groove carpeted in pine needles. But if you dare push through the tangle into the gloom and follow the ghost of old Route 36 on its curving path among the trees, you soon reach the South River and what's left of the span that bore the abandoned highway to the far bank. Man's Bridge squats on rusting pylons a few feet over the drink, its wood plank floor stripped away, its box truss skeleton venturing only halfway across the water. Its bones are pitted, flaking, and brittle with age. It receives few visitors, this fossil of horse-drawn days. Barely visible from the modern concrete bridge 1,000 feet downstream, it's paid little mind by anyone. Yet here, unknown to most folks in Newton County and unmentioned by those aware of it, an event of powerful repercussion occurred. One winter's Saturday night in 1921, an automobile chugged up the old highway to stop in the span's middle, and one of its occupants dropped to the water below. Then, as now, the South River was shallow at the bridge, its bottom only 8 to 10 feet down. But when a man is bound by wire, with a 100-pound sack of rocks chained to his neck, water need not run deep to do its work. Dark with tannins, clouded by mud, it swallowed him up. A minute later, it was back to running smooth and slow. On the same night, a mile from here, where old Route 36 crossed another river, two different men, likewise trussed with wire and chain, were thrown off Allen's Bridge, now all but vanished. In the space of a few nights, three more men were pitched off a third bridge 5 miles to the northeast. Many others died in the surrounding countryside, all of them black, and all at the hands of what seemed an unlikely killer. His arrest and trial would spawn front-page headlines from coast to coast about the virtual prison he ran on a plantation one county over, and about what lay behind the farm's prosperity and the murders both, a form of slavery that had survived in the South for generations after Appomattox. Each day's paper brought new details of the slaughter, new glimpses of the brutal months and years the victims endured before meeting their ends. The revelations tore at America's faith in its own virtue. They undermined its sense of modernity, challenged its grasp of history, resurrected sins thought dead and gone, put to rest by the 13th Amendment, provoked wonder. How could such things happen here, in the Empire State of the South? How could they happen now, amid the inventive dazzle of the 20th century? How could they happen at all? A century on, you might ask the same questions. The whole business remains incredible.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?